Good morning. Good morning. Someone asked what time it is when I'm out here, because it looks like it's daylight. It's actually really dark. The ice bath is kind of nestled in the back of the yard, and there's a light on our garage that shines over here. So it's 6:25 in the morning, 33 degrees air temperature, 33 degrees in here in the ice bath. My practice in the morning is I wake up 5:30 and I do yoga nidra, and I do additional body scans if my body is feeling like it's disconnected a little bit. And that just means moving through the body, feeling through the body. So you can move from the inside of your mouth, feeling like the tongue, the palate of the mouth, both the ears, the eyes. You're feeling, you're not so much thinking about it. And then you just rotate attention throughout the body, and then feeling the whole body is often radiating, pulsating, shimmering sensation. And then I get up and get undressed, and I put my shorts on that I'm going to use for the ice bath. And then I sit in a silent meditation for 10 minutes, just listening and waiting, and just 10 minutes of silence. At first, when I started the silent practice, I really didn't like it. It really was a lot of effort. And now it is one of the things that I greatly look forward to. And in the cases where I get up late and that's the thing that gets cut, there is a sense of missing this sweet, balancing time. There's nothing else I'm doing. I'm just sitting there, listening, being. I walked out here today just with the intention of really being so thankful. So thankful to be able to get up and out of bed, to brush my teeth and feel all of the sensations of brushing my teeth, and then putting my shorts on and sitting, crossing my legs, feeling the air fill up my lungs and straighten my spine, and then being able to hear the 10-minute alarm go off and standing up and walking up the stairs and just noticing the texture of the rug that I installed on those stairs years ago, and the opportunity to do this, that there's this practice that I've gotten to be involved with, and opening the door and just the cool, moist air, because it's really foggy out this morning. And then walking over here and just feeling the warmth of the body. And then stepping into this and feeling the changing sensations of the cool. And still feeling lots of warmth in the body here. And then knowing I have so many people that I get to love. And I have so many people who love me. And I get to sit here and do this for a few minutes every day. And learn so much. So thankful. I'm so grateful today for life. And yeah, it's really grateful. I'm really thankful. And I noticed today, one of the things that I noticed as I was experiencing the warmth of the house, that it's something we all know. It's the attachment to that warmth and to wanting life not to change that often creates so much suffering. So who is it that likes the warmth? Who is it that loves the warmth? Who's feeling the warmth? And that part, the one who watches the mind, who sees that the mind is thinking, that feels that the water is cool, that notices that the body is going through these changes, that isn't the body and it's not the mind. It is whatever you want to call it. Do your own inquiry and see where you end up. But in that place, I've come to I've come to understand and feel and know that I am unchanging. The one who watches, one I am, is unchanging, loving awareness in which the ever-changing flow of life arises, where desires rise and fade, where feelings rise and fade. Most feelings, 30 seconds, if you watch them, if you attend to the feelings that come up. I've been working with this, 30 seconds, it's about 30 seconds, sometimes less. And they just rise and move if we just allow them to. Wow. I'm unchanging, loving awareness in which the ever-changing flow of life arises. And attachment to anything else leads to a lot of suffering, with self and creating suffering for others. May I be that loving awareness to self and others today. Peace and love, friends. Peace and love. Thankful for you. Thankful for you and your presence in this world. Be that light and love. Cheers.